it's time to begin the morning service here on Friday. And this is the last morning service of the first week. I don't know about you, but I couldn't get my landing gear down last night for whatever reason. But I appreciate what the Lord done around here yesterday and last evening. What a tremendous blessing. I told them on the prayer ground, we had the best of three worlds. Some of the best singing, some of the best preaching, and then just good worship. And you can't beat that. And I thank the Lord for it.
This morning, God reminded me of the night that He saved my soul. And I remember I had to go play the piano at a local church here, and the choir singing this song, One Glorious Moment of Faith. And I've heard people testify, some will say that they got saved, they believe they got saved when they stepped out. Mm-hmm. Some people say they believe they got saved when they knelt, or just people have different stories. And I was very prideful, still am at times. And I didn't want to go down to the altar. I just didn't want to do that. And the devil's fought me over that for many years, that maybe I didn't really get what I said I got. But I know that after that service that night, that it was nothing that I did, that it was God's grace. It was Amen. His grace that taught me. And it was His grace that led me down that stairway of Three Forks Baptist Church Amen. Into the basement of that church by an old couch. It was Amen. His grace that sent that preacher, Amen. Brother Neil Hatfield, alone to preach the word. It was His grace that when I asked Him to save me, that He was faithful to do His part.
Amen.
Because it was nothing that I could do, but I thank Him for His grace. I've always loved the third verse of that song, Through Many Dangers. We get caught up in the darkness and the depression of the Christian life so many times, and I'm the first to do that. But that second verse became real to me a couple Sundays ago. That Amen. It's just been His grace that's just carried us through all these years.
Amen.
And I want to thank Him for that. He reminded me of that this morning while I was getting ready. I wouldn't have even thought of that, but the Lord just reminded me of His grace, and I thank Him for
Amen.
It.
Amen. Amen. Amen, Brother Allen. Amen, Brother Allen. Amen. Sure. Amen. He does hear and answer prayer. Amen. Thank God.
This morning, we appreciate the Lord's blessings. I'm going to ask Alan Fox, pastor of Poplar Springs Baptist Church, to make his way. Matter of fact, I want to testify a little bit this morning. Yesterday at lunch, I had a chunk of ham in my pinto beans. And I tell you one thing, they were good without it, but that even made it more special. And I was thinking, as Dad's been privileged to come, he preached for me Sunday morning, Father's Day, my father preaching to the fathers of our church, and what an honor. He's been here every service. I think he's got more stamina than me and Steve. And I'm grateful for that. But I am also thankful that there were some handfuls of purpose. Now, I have a commentary. It's called Handfuls on Purpose. I don't care how you look at it. We've had it dropped in on us all week long. And I want to say I'm thankful. It's helped me. I've been here every service, and I'm grateful. I look forward to it because God does provide exactly what we need when we need it. And it's just good to be here. It's good to see you here. Brother Allen, you come and lead us in prayer. Appreciate this man. He's got a good last name. Allen Fox. I don't think we're kin, but we're kin in more than one way.
Let's pray. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for another day. Thank you for waking us up. Thank you for the health and desire to be here. Lord, we thank you we can feed ourselves. We can clothe ourselves. We're in a right mind today. Lord, we're with God's people today with the Bible in our hands and our hearts. And Lord, you're not stingy. And Lord, you're willing to bless us all we're willing to take. And God, we thank you for salvation. Thank you for all you've done for us. We just pray and bless this service as only you can with your manifest presence and power. God, we pray for every family and every church. Lord, I pray you'd give us grace and more grace to carry on and serve you in these days and be faithful and be a blessing. Bless every song, God, and testimony and the preached word of God. And may your name be exalted because you're worthy today. And oh God, may we not grieve or vex the Holy Spirit of God today. Bless the camp meeting and every need. Provide exceedingly. Thank you for Brother Steve, Brother Jamie, Brother Rule, for their labor, their burden. God, and we just pray, bind our hearts together in Christian love. Pray for the unction of the Holy Ghost. We pray for showers of blessing. Lord, help us not to be content, but to hunger and yearn and thirst for a closer walk and for, God, for your power in our lives. In Jesus' name, thank you for all you'll do. Amen. Amen.